years ago now, I joined a support group for procrastinators. We are planning on meeting really soon.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I saw an ad the other day for Participaction, the organization that encourages you to get out and exercise. I was sitting on my comfy sofa watching a baseball game when I saw that ad. The ad showed empty playgrounds and asked, "Where are the kids?" It said, "Make time for play." A website address popped up and someone said, "Don't visit our website." I kind of like that. The advertising industry is not always known for forthrightness. Diet Coke had a slogan, "You are what you drink." Well, if that's true and you drink a lot of Diet Coke, you are phenylalanine. You are aspartame, phosphoric acid, and potassium benzoate. When Batavia Airlines had a slogan, "Trust us to fly," their safety rating was among the worst in the world. "Trust us to at least get you on board" may have been more accurate. What if advertisers decided to be brutally honest? Old Spice has a slogan, "Smell like a man, man." Maybe they could change it to "Smell like grandpa." Or how about Monopoly, the fast-dealing property trading game? They could change that to "You'll never finish a game," or better yet, "A great game to help you ruin friendships." Slinky, transforming into a tangled mess in seconds. Porsche boasts there is no substitute. What if they just said, "We're here for you during that midlife crisis"? Subway, eat fresh. How about eat fresh, smell like bread all day? Adobe, would you like to update? Starbucks, proof that people will buy anything if it costs enough. IKEA, just try to get out of our store in an hour. Or IKEA, we put in extra parts just to mess with you. Most advertising slogans confuse me. Burger King is changing from "have it your way" to "be your way." Be your way? I don't get it. Maybe they should just have, "We're not McDonald's, but a lot of people like us." I'd like it if Perrier was just honest and had the slogan, "Rich people water." Speaking of rich, one of my favorite advertising slogans comes from Scotiabank, "You're richer than you think." I like that. The ad executives were thinking about money, I know, but each time I see those words, I am reminded that I am richer than I think. When my son was 4 or 5, he asked, "Daddy, are we rich?" And I snickered because we weren't. Not in the conventional sense of the word. But I have good news today. Whatever the size of your bank account, as a follower of Jesus, you are rich in things that really matter. According to the Bible, you are chosen by God. Remember being chosen last for that soccer game when you were a kid? You can forget about it. The God who selected the color of the earth and sky has chosen you. You are loved, adopted as his child. You are a friend of Jesus. You have direct access to God. No voicemail. God is with you always. He is working in you, helping you do the things he wants you to do, says Philippians 2:13. And get this, according to Romans 8:17, though we suffer now, we share an inheritance with God. You have everything you need today in Christ. You are free from condemnation. Your future is secure. There are eternal riches stored up for you. You are richer than you think. J. Paul Getty, the oil tycoon and billionaire who was divorced 4 times, said, "I would gladly give all my millions for just one lasting marital success." Money can buy some good things, but it can't buy what you want most: peace, love, and the assurance of eternal life. Remember that today, would you? Just do it. I guess that was Nike, wasn't it? I think if they were honest, they would say, just buy it.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.